There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about terrorism. Domestic so-called terrorism. And I say so-called because I don't really consider the sovereign citizen guys to be terrorists. Some of them are dangerous, but they're not actually actively trying to, like, destroy police departments or anything like that.
There was a group that was looking to do some bombing. There's been a couple of groups that were sort of looking to do some aggressive bombings. They got infiltrated and taken down.
Were they sovereign citizens?
I get the impression they were sort of sovereign-y. They were sort of right-wingy.
When was this? I don't recall.
Okay, there was the ones in Alaska, and
they wanted to allegedly kill a judge or some cops or whatever.
That's pretty terroristy, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they were sovereign citizens. I guess they kind of might
they're
have.
Gonna get
you
lumped,
probably qualified them.
Yeah, they're going to get lumped into that category if they're sort of right-wingy, right-wingy.
But to be clear, they were also infiltrated by the feds, and, you know, they were ginning up the killing idea.
Indeed, but I'm just saying that's the kind of rebuttal that you're going to get in that. Also, there was, I think they were sort of in Indiana or Pennsylvania or West Virginia or something, was another group that was infiltrated, and the feds, of course, were willing to arm them and, send them on their ways. And once they said, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, they swooped in and arrested them. Now, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't consider it, if what it takes is a federal agent to go undercover to gin up violence, if that's what it takes to actually, you know, make some violence happen, I don't really consider that to be legitimate, because you can argue that had the federal agent not come in and talked about violence and encouraged violence and offered weapons for violence and offered funding for violence, then you could make an argument that the violence never would have occurred.
Certainly, you can make that argument.
That people never would have come to that conclusion had that federal agent not come in and suggested it in the first place.
But McVeigh certainly came to fruition without the feds' help, right?
Was he a sovereign citizen?
Yeah, he
was an ex-military guy.
He would be sort of a proto-sovereign citizen. He was along that line.
He was trained by the military, though.
Yeah, but there's plenty of sovereign citizens that are ex-military, Ian.
Well, that's
it's not like he was on a mission from the Pentagon.
I think you're really reaching here to try to make it sound like the sovereign citizen movement, if you can even call it that, is some group of violent extremists.
I'm not reaching. I have said already, I've been very, very clear that if you line up the innocent people killed by the police over the course of the last decade, and you line up the police that have been killed by sovereign citizens, and that's just assuming every police officer who was killed by sovereign citizens didn't deserve it, and I don't think they did, then you will find that just statistically, since the police killed 1,100 people last year, they must have been wrong some percentage of the time. If they were wrong 1% of the time, they killed 11 innocent people. I wish that I was only wrong 1% of the time. I would have I'd be really, really great at my job. So 11 innocent people, that's just, you know, some back of the napkin numbers here, were killed last year by police. There haven't been 11 police killed by sovereign citizens. So if you're going to organizations as far as sort of their danger to the public, police would come up higher than sovereign citizens. I've been 100% clear on that. But to say that an organization, a very loose group of people that's willing to use violence to defend
only
themselves
some of them are.
In sort of
remember the claim is there
fantastic scenarios, yeah, I think that that's going to fit a loose definition of terrorism, terrorists.
No, it by no way defines what terrorism is, because the sovereign citizens just want to be left alone, and they usually are using violence in defense of their lifestyle, in defense of being able to be left alone. Again, I'm not saying I support their violence, but I don't think that's by definition terrorism. Also, the Southern Poverty Law Center claims that by some estimates there are as many as 300,000 people involved in some way with sovereign citizen extremism. Perhaps 100,000 people form a core of the movement, he said. But as you said, Mark, this is a loose affiliation at best. You know, you can go ahead and consider yourself to be a sovereign citizen without having to sign up for anything or, you know, join some sort of group or militia or whatever. And I haven't even gone off on, you know, why it is I think the term's ridiculous. Sovereign citizen, sovereign is a, by definition, a king. You know, if you are a sovereign, you are the king of your own domain. And you can therefore not, by definition, be a citizen and a king at the same time. So it just doesn't make any sense. You know, the definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, usually from the sovereign. So, yeah, just the it's just a contradiction in terms and really makes me question how much thought these people have really put into this. But, you know, just like with people who are of the Islam belief system, the sovereign citizen belief system has allegedly hundreds of thousands of adherents, but yet only a handful of violent incidents.
Yes.
So it's also not fair to paint the so-called sovereign citizens as necessarily being having a proclivity towards violence.
That you know, that benefits the state to do that, right? Like the state is an organization that, without threats, without real palpable threats, you know, your feel, I shouldn't say real, but your sort of perceived palpable threats can't exist. If they, I mean, this is one of the reasons I believe they go around the world and gin up problems. Because if somebody doesn't gin up the problems, then there's not the threats. And you don't need as many of these enforcers in place at any given time. Now, their argument would be that when you need the enforcers, you need them. And you know, the public tends not to, you know, they underestimate their need for the enforcers at any given time. So we have to sort of make the threats more real to them.
A survey of last year of state and local law enforcement officers listed sovereign citizen terrorists ahead of foreign Islamists and domestic militia groups as the top domestic terror threat. The survey was conducted by the University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism. In 2013, a man who held anti-government views carried out a shooting attack on three Transportation Security Administration employees at Los Angeles International Airport, killing one TSA officer. Last year, a couple killed two police officers and a bystander at a Las Vegas Walmart store. Mark Protok, the senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, estimates, again, that 300,000 people are involved in some way with so-called sovereign citizen extremism. And Protok says that the federal government's focus on the domestic groups waxes and wanes, in part because of the threat from foreign groups like Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. Potok says sovereign citizen groups have attracted support because of poor economic conditions. Some groups travel the country, pitching their ideology as a way to help homeowners escape foreclosure and or get out of debt by simply ignoring the courts and bankruptcy law. And this is one of the dangerous areas of this so-called sovereign citizen movement. There are sort of different prongs to it. There's the kind of the prong of, well, you know, the police don't own you and you don't have to respect their so-called authority. And then there's also this other prong of, oh, well, the contract you signed to get the loan was really you're creating money out of thin air. And so therefore, it's just a bunch of nonsense in the first place. So why bother paying back the mortgage? Or if you sign the mortgage papers with this particular phrase, then that will somehow exempt you from having to be liable for paying. I mean, there are these theories within the sovereign citizen movement that essentially try to get people out of financial obligations. And so there are people who are attracted to it for different reasons. So someone who's attracted to the so-called sovereign movement because they don't want to pay their mortgage is a different kind of person than the person who's attracted because they, you know, they don't respect the police's so-called authority. And there's definitely crossover between the two areas, but they're, to me, very distinct sections of this particular movement.
Yeah, I think that if you sign a document that says you're going to pay for something that, you know, you've that's your word. Now, I understand we work in a rigged system where the banks don't have the same skin in the game that the rest of us do. They lie and they, you know, fake signatures and they do a variety of things. But I still think that when you say you're going to pay for something, you should pay for that thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that's something that can get people in some hot water as well. I mean, thinking that they can just put some sort of text on their check or whatever, and or the invoice, and that it will somehow be paid from some mystical, secretive bank account that's attached to your social security number because the government is actually selling your corporation on the black market. Or there's just some... I'm not recounting it accurately, but there's all kinds of conspiracy theory that surrounds this sovereign citizen movement. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Are you afraid of the sovereign citizens? It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. you dial toll-free, 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The Live Sunday edition continues here. We've been talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. They're back in the news with CNN examining a Department of Homeland Security report that is once again trotting out the so-called sovereign citizens as something to be afraid of, a domestic terrorist extremist threat. These are some of the words that are being bandied about in the story. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Maybe you consider yourself a sovereign citizen. You're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Personally, I like the idea of being sovereign. I don't like the idea of being a citizen. And I don't understand how someone can be the two things at once.
Yeah, they really are contrary terminology. I mean, you're either a sovereign or you're a citizen of a sovereign, but you can't be both.
Yeah, if you consider yourself to be a sovereign citizen, to me, that means you haven't really thought it through that much. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Dave is in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, go ahead with your thoughts.
My county executive person, I don't know if I should, can I mention his name?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay. His name is Marcus Molinaro, and I've been talking with him on Twitter, and he is a real big moron, okay? Now, I don't know if you guys still have...
Strong claim.
Yes, he is. That is a strong claim, because down here in the Hudson Valley, we have a thing called the Dutchess Rail Trail. Now, this thing is not proud at all. I guess maybe you don't have the funds for whatever or something. He says, it's a national park. But they can plow the walkway over the Hudson, but they don't want to plow the Dutchess Rail Trail. Well, somebody needs to get some, because I had to walk on a couple of days ago to get someplace, and I ruined a good pair of boots.
Let me ask you this. Usually on these rails to trails, they've got snowmobiles that are going and packing down the snow. Is there snowmobiles going along it?
No, there isn't. Nobody is plowing these Dutchess Rail Trails. And I keep asking
so
him, why...
Let me see if I'm clear on this here. So this is a government trail that travels around the Poughkeepsie area. Is that right?
It goes from Hopewell Junction all the way over to Highland.
I don't know where any of that is. Is that in Poughkeepsie?
No. Hopewell Junction is way down south. It's another, because there's little towns. There's Hopewell, Beacon, Newburgh.
So you contacted this the county representative. What is he?
Marcus Molinaro. He's a county executive.
Okay. And so what is that? Is that somebody who is an elected position, or is it like a city manager kind of person?
It would be like any other county executive, like you guys have up in Keene, New Hampshire.
Do they normally plow this, and they just didn't plow it this year, or what's the deal?
No, they never plow it. They only want to plow the walkway over the Hudson. They don't plow the Dutchess Rail Trail, and it pisses me off.
So you've contacted this guy to complain about it and demand that, as a taxpaying person, I believe you should be plowing this trail. And what has he said to you? What has been his response?
Well, I'm reading his Twitter right now. It says, "I'm terribly sorry. It's a trail. We do not have the ability to plow it. We will consider your concerns for next year. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a county park, and we do not plow it. We will take your concerns into mind and consider it for next year. It's a policy decision we can consider for next winter, but we do not plow the Dutchess Rail Trail." And he says, I asked him why he can't do it. It says,
you're a little bit muffled there, Dave, but I can understand the frustration. I mean, people expect the government to provide certain services, and one of those services is kind of the basic of, clearing the roads. And I guess clearing the trails, people who walk around kind of might have that expectation that they're going to take care of the
trails.
They
may or may not have that expectation. It's just that, funds are limited. The question I'd have for you, Ian, is how much of the taxpayers' money should be put towards clearing this, because it doesn't get cleared for free, right? Like, you have to have equipment and you have to have people.
I just want to go, I just want to see it plowed, because what if
do you have a shovel?
I need to go some. I'm not flying all the way from Hopewell all the way over to Highland.
Apparently they aren't either.
Neither are they.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. But I can understand the frustration. Mark, I'm not saying one way or another how I feel like that should be handled. I think that a basic expectation of government is to allow people to travel on the roads. There's a similar expectation I think that people who walk places have that the
this
government
is a park,
will.
Not a walkway so much, right? Like, this is a county park.
Is it?
You may
okay.
be talking to the wrong person, mind you, because this is a city executive, right? A Poughkeepsie, not a
no,
county.
No, he's a county executive.
Okay, fine. Then he's in the right ballpark, at least.
He's blowing him off. I mean, he's saying,
he's
look.
He's blowing him off.
We'll look at it next year. That's a lie. He's not going to look,
well,
at, it
look at it next year.
No,
they'll
look at it
next year, and they'll probably make the same decision that they made
they're
the last year.
They're not going to look at it.
Okay, so the problem is it's sort of the public property issue, right? He wants public property. Dave wants public property treated in one way, and this county commissioner is dealing with his realities, and his reality says he doesn't have the budget to do it. Because believe me, if he had unlimited budgets, he'd plow everything. He's just going to take all the money he can get and plow all the stuff.
Well, I don't believe it, Mark. This is New York, and they've got big budgets in New York, and I'm sure there's all kinds of money being funneled into a bunch of nonsense.
Sure.
Some of that money could very easily be used to plow a trail.
Oh, I didn't claim that he was going to reallocate funds from the other things to this. He would be happy, however, to take more funds and plow more stuff. They'd be happy to do that. Governments do that all the time.
I think
they love
they'd
make
prefer
work programs.
To take more funds and do nothing.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But, that being said, it's difficult for them to pass that off.
Let's go
right?
to Dan. He's listening in Iowa. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
First time listener here.
Welcome, sir.
I came in on your conversation a little late, but, I heard the term sovereign citizen thrown around. I always thought I paid pretty good attention to some stuff and like to be informed. But I was just wondering, is that a term called the DHS or the Southern Province Bus Center? What's the issue with that?
Are you asking you're asking where it came from?
Yes, I never heard it before. And I know the issue you're talking about was too.
We've got a really bad connection, Daniel. We're unfortunately losing every other word about of what you're saying. Is it that you are wondering where the origin of the term is, where it came from?
Origin and criteria. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm sorry about the connection.
The criteria, when you say that, what do you mean?
What's the final?
I know I've heard the term right-wing extremist around. Seems like anyone who believes in the Constitution these days, like they fall like that.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate concern. And, Dan, I thank you for the call tonight. We'll address the call off the air or address you after you're off the air. But, I think that there is a legitimate concern there. And there were some documents that came out, if you recall, during the Bush administration, some Homeland Security documents saying that if somebody's got a copy of the Constitution with them in the car, then that's an indicator that this might be a domestic terrorist. So they've definitely tried to tie people who believe in the Constitution with the idea of so-called terrorism. The sovereign citizen term, I don't know where it came from. It
says here in Wikipedia, the concept of a sovereign citizen originated with the Posse Comitatus movement as a teaching of Christian Identity Minister William P. Gale. The Posse Comitatus movement, which I then looked up.
Hold on. We'll come back here. 855-453-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
the Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here and bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You send a contact request, we'll approve it. Just did that for a guy that just, or guy or gal, don't know. Somebody with an indeterminate name has sent a contact request. It has been approved, just as yours will be. If you send it to lrn.fm on Skype, vegas.com. That's where you can go to get the best rates on not just hotels in Vegas, but also headliner shows, tours, attractions, and VIP bottle service at top clubs. Vegas.com is the way to book Vegas. They serve up Vegas from the inside, because unlike so many other travel sites, at Vegas.com, they're from Vegas. The people that work at Vegas.com live in Vegas, they work in Vegas, and they party in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals, so the second prices drop in Vegas, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Plus, with their proprietary drop watch tool, you will continue to get the best price. They'll monitor it even after you book and notify you of changes to ensure you get the best deal. You book at the lower rate, and they'll refund you the difference. Vegas.com. They do the work for you, and they've got your back at Vegas.com. Use code FTL, by the way, when you're checking out at Vegas.com to save 10% even more. You will save even more by using our code FTL at checkout. And by the way, that works for everything on the site with the exception of the air hotel packages. So if it's got air involved in it, it's not going to get the 10% off. But otherwise, you get 10% off pretty much everything over at Vegas.com with code FTL. Let's continue here. We can talk more about the sovereign citizen term, its origins here in a moment. I know, Mark, you've pulled up some info on that. But first, Keith is with us in Iowa. Hello, yeah. Keith.
Hello, I just I'd like to pass the word along to that guy in Poughkeepsie. Those rails to trails are actually private property. They're still owned by the railroad companies, and the reason why they convert them to trails is so that they, when they, if there's ever a resurgence in the trail, in the railroads, they still have the land, and they, all they have to do is, tear up the asphalt, if there's any asphalt, drop their ballast, and then put in their ties and their rails. My brother-in-law used to work for the railroad. He told me about those, and we were, you know, I thought it was kind of an ingenious thing myself.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea if they just sort of keep the right-of-way, as it were, and they allow people to use it, because they're, you know, near my house, there's some rails to trails, and the snowmobiles, well, they call themselves the snow belters up here, they pay to maintain it. I mean, I know the railroad doesn't pay to maintain it. So basically, people are paying to maintain this land, but the railroads can go back and get it. I'll bet that's true.
Yep. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks for sharing that, Keith. Appreciate the info. Toll-free number is 855-453. So, Mark, you had pulled up. There was a question that a caller earlier had asked about. Didn't have a good cell phone connection, but we basically ferreted out that he wanted to know what the origins of this term sovereign citizen are.
Right.
Was it something created by the government, the Department of Homeland Security, or something else?
According to this, the concept of a sovereign citizen originated in the Posse Comitatus movement as a teaching of Christian Identity Minister William P. Gale. The concept has influenced the tax protester movement, the Christian Patriot movement, and the Redemption movement, the last of which claims the U.S. government uses its citizens as collateral against foreign debt. To some extent, I believe it does use its citizens as collateral against foreign debt. I just don't think it's formalized.
Well, the Redemption people, that's, I'm glad you used that term because I didn't remember what they were called. But that was the aspect of the so-called sovereign citizens that I was describing earlier, where they believe that by signing an invoice in a certain way that, you know, I forget what it all I'm spacing on what the actual terms
are. Under duress, that
no,
one?
No, it's not under duress. It's like, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to take a shot in the dark at it. But some sort of sovereign citizen-y phrase, they put it on there, and that it somehow will pay the invoice from some secretive account that the government is holding under their social security number based on their birth certificate, because the government actually has all this money that they've socked away in secretive accounts. And it's just a crazy scheme that gets people to believe that they can actually somehow get these bills that they have, whether it's their mortgage or car loan, get them paid off by simply writing something down on the invoice. And it'll get you charged with fraud is what'll happen.
I don't believe that for a second, but I do believe that the government uses you as collateral to pay foreign and domestic debts. The Federal Reserve is the lender of last resort, and mostly that's who's buying up the federal government's debt at this point. But essentially, what are they saying? When they run up a debt, what are they saying? They're saying that we'll get the tax money to pay this. Well, where are they going to get the tax money? They get the tax money from your income, the fruits of your labor. And that essentially makes you their property. If you can take the fruits of somebody's labor and assign them away from them, that you essentially hold them as a slave. Now, I'm not claiming that you hold them like chattel slavery from the antebellum South. I think that clearly that was worse. But what you have to realize is that every slave that a slave master had in the South cost them money. They didn't get 100% of the fruits of their labor. They had to spend money on, you know, housing them and feeding them and medical care and all the other things that that would go into keeping somebody who, on your property, that you didn't pay to do things. So, I mean, obviously, it worked as a concept. Many people didn't believe that you could the cotton industry would continue without slavery. They were wrong. And as a matter of fact, cotton's, you know, just fine. We can do just fine without that sort of slavery. But I say we can do with just fine without the other sorts of slavery, too. So if you, let's say it costs, that a slave costs, what, 80% of their labor, you know, the 20% of their labor has to go back into feeding, housing, and clothing them, because they probably don't work as hard as a free man. That'd be just my guess. Then, you know, they take 80% of the fruits of their labor and reassign it elsewhere, and they can't leave. Well, here in the United States, they take, on average, 35% of the fruits of your labor. Some people would estimate that higher on up into 60%. I've heard arguments for and against, and I wouldn't be able to, I'm not going to take a position. But let's say it's 35%. Well, if you can take 80%, and if you can take 35%, you can take whatever percent you want. There's lots of politicians that want more taken. Mm-hmm. And you can leave, but you got to pay an exit tax. You got to ask permission. You have to have their passport. I mean, slaves were able to leave the plantation all the time with their master's permission. They'd carry money with their master's permission. There's all kinds of rules out there. So I think that there's many parallels between citizenship and slavery.
So, by the way, Chris Cantwell is listening, and he sent the term that I was scraping for earlier. It's called accepted for value.
Oh, accepted for value.
That's what the claim is. If you write that on an invoice or something like that, that it'll be magically paid. And actually, there's a website here, rationalwiki.org, that has a page about this so-called redemption movement. A little bit of back story for you here. It's a pseudo-legal conspiracy theory marketed as a debt elimination scam. It holds that when the U.S. government abandoned the gold standard in 1933, it pledged its citizens as collateral in place of the gold to support the currency. The attractive bit is the claim that you can redeem your birth bond for free money. Actually, putting any of this into practice gets you fined or put into jail. The notion originated with in the U.S. with white supremacist Roger Elvick, who pushed it through the early 1980s and 90s. He went to jail, of course. The idea is most of the source of the so-called straw man theory, and despite the name, it has nothing to do with Christianity. Elvick believes that the government deposits exactly $630,000 into a hidden bank account linked to the newborn American and administered by a Jewish cabal. Its promoters claim...
It's always the Jews.
Well, he is a white supremacist. Its promoters claim that if you complete the correct magic legal maneuvers, you can avail yourself of the $630,000 held in the name of your doppelganger persona, and that after filing the correct paperwork at the courthouse declaring one a sovereign citizen, one's home loans and other debts can be paid in full by tendering a site draft or a bill of exchange in the name of the U.S. Treasury. And so, yeah, if you're going to go through any of this stuff, you're likely going to attract way more attention from the government than you really wanted to have.
It does say here that some sovereign citizens actually consider the term an oxymoron and use the term sovereign individual seeking the truth. I like that one better.
Yeah, there you go. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. And, of course, you can go and get Bitcoin from our friends at ExpressCoin.com.
Yeah, ExpressCoin makes it easy for you. It's safe, fast, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you know everything's on the up and up with ExpressCoin.com. You can get Bitcoins, Litecoin, some other cryptocurrencies over there, Dogecoin, as a matter of fact. It's just, you just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can even do it from your phone. They've got an app there. You use a money order or a check to get Bitcoins or whatever your cryptocurrency is. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency you choose with no fee at all. So they have a little fee that, of course, they've got to run a business here, right? They're selling you Bitcoins and Dogecoin and Litecoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll waive that fee if you get under $40 worth and you use the coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
I've done it. It's a darn fine idea.
Me too.
So, ExpressCoin.com. Our toll-free number tonight, again, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the so-called sovereign citizens and that the Department of Homeland Security is trotting them out as a big threat, claiming that there have been 24 violent so-called sovereign citizen-related attacks across the United States since 2010, although I suspect that the term related is likely a very wide-open term, meaning that someone who was involved in some kind of an attack might have a family member who was a sovereign citizen. I mean, we've seen this kind of these stretches going on with the government police, where they will label, like I said before, like somebody, if they get into a car wreck and the driver is not drunk, but the passenger is drunk, that is an alcohol-related offense. I think that it's true that some people within the sovereign citizen movement are likely to use violence. But I think that's true within the libertarian movement as well. I think that's true within the Republicans and the Democrats. I think there are people out there who are, you know, they're desperate.
That's what happens. It's a desperation is what it's about. Is people feel a threat. And that's what politics is. Politics is essentially a threat. And they feel the threat on themselves, and they react as though they've been threatened. And that's that.
Except, as we pointed out, when it's the police that you're using violence against, no one will see it as legitimate. Even though I can understand it, I don't agree with it as a tactic. But I am in the, you know, minority of people, the very, very small minority of people who could possibly even empathize with people in these circumstances who are using violence to defend against the aggression of the government police.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that crystal clear, but even I know that it's a bad idea and that it's not going to advance the ideas of freedom, which, by the way, the sovereign citizens don't necessarily believe in. I'd like to make that clear. A so-called sovereign citizen is not someone who has a particular political ideology. They're just somebody who doesn't want the government messing with them, generally. They want to be left alone unless they're part of this redemption movement, and then they're trying to scam people out of money. But the aspect of the sovereign citizens who just, you know, hey, I don't believe in your authority, that doesn't mean that they're liberty-minded. That just means they don't believe in the authority of the government. So I can share that belief. I also don't believe in the authority of the government agents. To me, they're all human beings, and the police are men, you know, and women who are willing to use violence to get their way.
Yeah.
And they have legitimacy about them.
Well, perceived legitimacy. But
it's perceived by the other people, right? Like, they believe they have legitimacy, and so do a lot of other people.
It's interesting how, many organizations, the Southern Poverty Law Center comes to mind, consider sort of the sovereign citizens to be this giant threat. The Southern Poverty Law Center put out a video about them at one point. The Southern Poverty Law Center was originally instituted to protect black people against government aggression.
Huh.
And they've essentially been
co-opted
by that, in that way. And now they... if there's 1,100 people killed in 2014, many of them are going to be people of color and by the police, and some of those people are clearly innocent. You'd think the Southern Poverty Law Center would be concerned with that.
You know,
but instead, they're all worried about the sovereign citizens movement. I can tell you, the government cares little about your... Well, I guess there's the old saying, wolves care nothing about the opinion of sheep.
Mm.
Just consider that. They really don't care what your opinion is.
You know, it's interesting you bring up the civil rights movement from the 1960s. I mean, if you think about it, within that movement, there were plenty of people who did not recognize the so-called authority of the police because the police were enforcing really bad laws. And so when the police enforce bad laws on peaceful people, whether it be the war on drugs or the Jim Crow laws or whatever it is we're talking about, when the police enforce bad laws, they lose their perceived legitimacy. Because as the police become more violent towards peaceful people, as they are more likely to arrest you or your friends or your family members for piddly nonsense, then their legitimacy will wear away to the point where people will finally recognize them for the criminal gang that they represent. And I don't want to make it sound like I don't like the police. I find many of them to be likable human beings. I just think that they're doing the wrong thing. And the more they do wrong, the more they hurt peaceful people, the more simple it becomes to bring people on board with the idea that, hey, these guys don't have authority. How could they possibly have authority over you? If we are born equal, and I think most people accept that idea that you know, all men and women are created equal. That if we are born equal, then I cannot give you authority over me. I can't just give you authority that I don't have to give. I'm not over anyone else, so how can I give someone else that authority to rule over another person? Maybe I could give someone authority to make my decisions for me, but even then, I'm still giving them that ability. I'm still consenting to do that. Like if I, for instance, wanted to hire a dominatrix or something like that, I could certainly do that.
And I would like to buy the pictures.
Would you? You're into that, huh?
I'd just to be amused.
Huh.
I'd post them on the internet.
How much are they worth?
Whatever. I don't know. It'd be an amusement factor, and I'm sure that it would get a lot of hits on the Facebook page.
Well, anyway, so, you know, in that case, I could certainly hire someone to tell me what to do, but I'm consenting in that case. There's a transaction going on there. There's an agreement. And, of course, the government doesn't have that consent, even though in all their founding documents they mention the idea of consent. You just try to withdraw your consent and see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't have to pay a woman to tell me what to do. I have a wife.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So my point being that, you know, back in the 60s, back in the, you know, the civil rights movement, there was all kinds of destruction of the authority of the police back then. And so, you know, probably wouldn't be impossible to call some of those people sovereign citizens at that time. I'm sure the police considered them to be very dangerous, the people who were out protesting, because not all of them were just, you know, peaceful protesters. You have to remember, you had, you know, kind of different factions, right? You had the Martin Luther King peace-style faction, and then there was the more Malcolm X-style, let's use violence faction.
Well, I think that the to some extent the sovereign citizen lashback or whatever is a problem created by the culture of the, I don't know what to call it, with the police in this country. Call it militarization, call it fanaticism of the police in this country. But when you look at countries like Great Britain and Canada and Germany and Australia, and you see these places and the amount of people they kill in a year, and look at it per capita.
It's much smaller.
It's much smaller. And
sometimes zero.
It, well, yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. When you, I think it was Germany was last year as one, and over the course of 2 years, it was eight. It's fair to look at a larger stretch of time.
Isn't Iceland like one? Ever?
One ever, yeah.
Iceland. Over all time.
Yeah, but they're a relatively new country, too. Yeah. So.
Still. So
anyway. And the police, by the way, came to the funeral. Right? Yeah. Like, can you imagine for a second the police coming to the funeral of somebody they shot in this country? I don't imagine that for a second. 1,100 people in 2014. I'm not saying that there aren't plenty of people that deserve to get shot by the police in 2014. What I'm saying is that every shooting that isn't super justified just devalues the force generally.
Right, and I think that drives people towards these conspiracy theories. It drives people who are looking for an answer. That's what a lot of these folks who are considered sovereign citizens are doing. They're frustrated by what they see. They don't feel like there's anything that's going to change it. Doesn't matter if they, you know, they figured out some of the things they're right about. I mean, they are right about some stuff. And some of the things they might be right about is that, well, the political system isn't going to change this. The political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, haven't done anything to rein in the police state. They've been expanding it. So the frustration leads people to desperation, and sometimes desperation leads to violence. I'm not excusing it, just explaining it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Mark, coming up, you've got the story about the police who are now having a hard time hiring. Again, this has to do with their legitimacy being destroyed by their own actions. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.